Hey y'all, welcome to the Working Dog Wednesday show on the Fueled by Joy Working Dog podcast, brought to you by Joy Dog Food. I'm your host, Callie Simpson, owner of Antebellum Kennels in Georgetown, Kentucky. For more information about Joy Dog Food and to find a Joy dealer near you, visit joydogfood.com. Now, on to the show.
Fuel your dog with power. Fuel them with strength. Fuel them with Joy Super Meal 3020. Joy Super Meal is made for the hardest working dogs. With a colossal 510 kcals per cup, magnesium for muscle repair, and pumpkin for digestive health. This formula is made specifically for gaining muscle mass and added endurance. Our Super Meal 3020 is also great for breeders and offers mothers extra calcium and magnesium to assist with whelping. For dogs that work just as hard as you do, make sure to fuel them with the best. Fuel them with Joy Super Meal 3020. To learn more about Joy Super Meal 3020 or to find a dealer near you, visit joydogfood.com or give us a call at 800-245-4125.
Hey y'all, this is Callie with the Joy Working Dog Wednesday podcast. Today we are at Cadillac Kennels in Sonora, Kentucky with Hardy Jaggers and Gabe Kessinger.
Hey, I'm Hardy Jaggers.
Hey, I'm Gabe Kessinger.
And Hardy, you own Cadillac Kennels,
right?
Correct. And what's your kennel, Gabe?
Lonesome Song Kennels, but I'm up here with Hardy today working some dogs.
Okay, perfect. And you know, I usually talk about labs and retrievers, but today we were out here with some pointing dogs, which is one of my favorite things to do. Anytime I can be in the field with quail doing all that, it's one of my favorites, something I grew up doing. So it was nice to be able to come back and hang out with these guys. And they were gracious enough to let me come in the field today while they trained, which was awesome because we got to do a lot of talking out there. I learned a lot, and we're going to talk about that. So, Hardy, let's start with you. You have an interesting story about Cadillac Kennels, which we don't, you know, hear kennel names like that very often. Yeah. So why don't you tell us about that?
Well, when I was 14, my dad had a Cadillac Eldorado 65, and he told me I couldn't take his truck around bird hunting, and I was a big bird hunter even at that age. And but he said, you can take that old Cadillac if you want to and put the dogs in there, and you can hunt all you want to as long as you stay in our county. So I would load the dogs up and head down the road and let them out and go bird hunting, and everybody got to see me coming up and down the road knowing I was a kid, you know. And so they got to call me the Cadillac Boy, and so it started Cadillac Kennels. That's how I got the name.
That's really cool. Yeah. And that field we were in today, you said you killed your first bird out there when you...
I was 7 years old.
7 years old.
It was a wild bird.
It was a wild bird.
Yeah.
Y'all still have wild coveys, right?
Right.
We were talking about that today.
Yeah.
Something we don't get to see very often anymore.
Yeah.
Well, good deal. So, yeah, so you were out there 7 years old doing this, so you've been in this for a while.
For a while.
Now, what about you, Gabe? How'd you get your start in all of this?
I started out wild bird hunting, then I started planting birds for shoot your tree trials, and went to judging, and that's where I met Hardy a long time ago, and then...
About 30 years ago.
About 30 years. Kind of got out of a little bit, then, like I said, I got to bird hunting again. I seen he was having a club trial one time, so I called him up, I don't know, about 4 years ago and got in it, and been back in it ever since.
Good deal. And y'all hunt quite a bit, but what you're real passionate in all of this right now is these trials,
right?
And y'all are running fairly often, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yes,
because there's not as many birds around as there used to be, so this gives you opportunity to keep your dogs going all the time.
Okay.
You know, even through the summer a lot, you know, you're still conditioning them, getting ready for trials.
Okay.
So it's something to do with them all the time.
All the time. And real quick, while I'm thinking about this, we've got to talk about where we're doing this podcast from right now, because I was lucky enough, like I said, to come out to Hardy's place today, and we are in an old milking parlor.
Right.
That has been converted into a place for dogs.
Right.
So this is the farm you grew up on.
Right.
And your grandparents ran the dairy farm here.
Well, my dad.
Your dad did.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, cool. Yeah, it's really neat. And y'all have to get on and see the Facebook Live that got posted, because we are surrounded by trophies in here. So, yeah, if you want to know about good pointing dogs, this is where you need to come, because
I can remember when Hardy would have to, he'd have to leave early from the trial and get home to milk cows, or get up early to, before he went to the trial, have to be milking the cows. Yeah. I can remember that. Yeah.
As soon as I get done, head home, milk again. You know, that's something you can't skip.
No, definitely not. Well, good deal. Let's real quick talk about the little dog Bella that you ran out there for me earlier.
Bella is, like I said, she's out of my Hall of Fame dog, which I lost the year before at Nationals. And this was her first year of coming back, you know, and performing. And she wound up and won the Open division, which is the biggest one that we have as a two-year-old. And so that kind of represented Chase well, you know. So, yeah, she's a good little dog.
And she's the third generation
of dogs that I've had, yeah.
Well, good. Yeah, y'all find something you like and you keep it going.
Yeah. Now, Chase, her daddy, he's a Hall of Famer, mm-hmm. you know, and he was 11-time champion when he died. And so he's just passing it on down to her.
And then like we were talking out there earlier, once she gets, you know, more titles and you're feeling more comfortable with all that, you're going to go ahead and breed her mm-hmm. and just keep those lines going.
Yeah.
Good deal. And what about you, Gabe? What kind of dogs, you know, your lines right now? You've got... You were what, the runner-up?
Runner-up national champion amateur last year, yep.
Okay.
I don't really have a line, I guess you would say, mm-hmm. but I got a pretty good little dog right now and got a couple of good ones, so just trying to continue it on, I guess.
Good deal. Yeah, and you said, you know, like we said, you've got Bella going, but you've got some other...
I compete, ones. Yeah. Actually, Liz is a national champion. I run for another guy, which I broke her, too. And she's a litter mate to Ruger, which Ruger won nationals 2 years ago.
Okay.
And so he's out of some of my old dogs, too. So.
All right. Good deal.
Then I've got some young dogs, pups and stuff that's coming up mm-hmm. that's, you know, just getting started.
And like we were talking out there, and like you just kind of said, y'all, this is something that you guys do every day, well, just about every day all year round. Are you traveling a lot for these competitions?
Yeah, I mean there's several states that put these on, you know, and we'll go to several different trials, you know, throughout the year. Mm-hmm. And usually nationals is usually rotated every 2 years, so it can be, it's been in Illinois, it's been in Alabama, it's been in Georgia, you know, so, I mean, it could be around anywhere.
So y'all are, you're loading these dogs up and you're getting out there with them.
Yeah, since September, I've been Ohio, Alabama, of course, Kentucky, and I'm going to Illinois tomorrow, so staying pretty busy.
Yes, y'all are. I like it. Well, good deal. So with all of this, you know, let's talk a little bit about how we're starting these dogs off, because I was asking y'all earlier, you know, you said every once in a while you get, you know, maybe a 6 month old dog that you're running in these tests, but it's typically about a year old dog.
Yeah.
So you're getting them as puppies, and then what are you?
Well, basically you just start them out, show them what you want them to do. Mm-hmm. And a lot of it's got a natural ability of a dog. You know, you want to see a dog that has a little bit of, you know, just natural ability.
Yeah.
And that's what you want to work with. And then from that, you show them what you want them to do. Then you go into wool breaking them and, you know, getting them steady on their birds. And then force breaking the retrieve if they have to be force broke, or for natural retrievers, that's fine too.
Right.
And, but yeah, you want them to point and hold the birds without mm-hmm. moving.
Oh, yeah.
You want to be able to kick the bird up yourself, and them go get the bird when you shoot it and bring it to you. And you want them to do it as fast as they can.
That's right. We were talking about that, too. And we were out in a fairly large field. About how big was that field?
That field's probably about 14 acres.
14 acres.
Yeah.
And these dogs were leaving us in the front and being to the back before we could even be up on the ridge.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're talking these competitions. These dogs are running 14-acre fields. And what's the average time?
Usually, if you're going to place in a trial... And it depends on the time of year, because later in the year they get faster because the cover's not as thick. But this time of year, if you have a 4 or 5 minute run, which that's you shooting your birds and then bringing them to you and your time stops, mm-hmm. then that's a good time.
So we're talking about these dogs. I mean, they're obviously animals. They're, you know, not machines, but they are athletes, because they're out there quartering, you know, 14 acre field in 4 minutes.
Yeah.
You know, that's just really cool that they're able to do that. And it is neat, because we do traditionally see them as pointers, but these dogs were retrieving really well today, too.
Yeah.
Which was nice to see, nice folds and everything like that on them. Well, good deal. And tell me a little bit, I know both y'all have been feeding Joy for a while.
Right.
You know, how did y'all kind of get going with that?
Gabe actually got me into it. He He had been feeding Joy for what?
About 3 years.
3 years.
Yeah.
And I was having trouble with some of my feed that I was feeding. We'd switch back to another feed and just kept going back and forth, and I wouldn't get nothing that was really consistent. So I tried Joy. He talked me into trying it, and then I met Michael, and he come down and we talked, and I've been feeding it ever since.
Good deal. And y'all have obviously been happy with it.
Yeah.
And which what varieties are y'all feeding of it?
I feed 2420.
And I do the same.
You feed the 2420.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, we were looking at those dogs today, and they all had bright, shiny coats. And, I mean, you couldn't slow them down for anything out there. That was just real neat.
And that's what you want. You want a dog that's willing to work for you and look good doing it.
And genetics is a huge part of that for y'all. I know we talk about nutrition. You know, obviously it's important after you get the dog to keep them fueled correctly.
Right.
But y'all with, you know, the genetics. And what is it that you look for when you're going to buy a puppy? What are you looking for in those parents that you want to see? That hopefully is going to get passed on.
I'm just looking for, you know, I know the dog's got a good nose and can find birds, but you know how they're built, if they're built good, you know,
okay.
The size.
Because yeah. We saw kind of a variety of sizes today in y'all's dogs. I know that one little black dog he's young.
Yep.
But there was kind of a variety in size.
I think that's more of a preference, probably the size part. But to me, you know, if I'm looking at it, what I'm looking for is the size. And, you know, like I said, I'm trying to know a little bit about the mom and dad.
Yeah. So. And you're wanting parents, you know, to have that natural kind of.
You want natural dogs that's kind of out of winters, you know.
Yeah,
I mean, that's
exactly.
Whether they win or not, the pups. But you want something to work with that's done proving yourself is what I look for.
Exactly. You know? Okay. And so that's pretty similar along any of the working dogs that we're talking about that are running these tests and everything. Those titles, and because I mean, we spent a lot of time and money running around getting all these titles and trialing these dogs and prepping the trial, you know, and this is what it's all for, is to better the breed and better what we're trying to get out of them. So it seems like that's what y'all are trying to do with all this.
Yep.
Exactly right.
Well, good deal. And so Bella, she was the 2023 Open champion, correct? And then I'm looking at all of this stuff around here, all of these different trophies you have, but you've been historically doing pretty well in these Opens.
Yeah. I mean, well, I've placed dogs in nationals, you know, ever since I've started. I've had one that's been in the money every year since 2003.
Okay.
In this organization, I ran Shoot Retrieve quite a bit before that. Okay. And a lot of my winnings is in that too.
All right, good deal. And let's talk about that for a second. So there's two different, you've got the point and shoot and Shoot to Retrieve, am I saying that?
Well, they're just two different organizations.
It's two different organizations, yeah. So you kind of pick which one you're going
to. Yeah, I left Shoot to Retrieve and came to UFTA and started competing in it.
Okay, and that's strictly for point and breeds.
Right. Yeah.
The dogs got to pick.
Now, they do have, I told you, they have a Flushing division too.
Yes, oh, that's right.
So you can run in the Flushing division or pointing division.
Okay, good deal. And is that kind of, you know, a preference for you because of the types of dogs y'all like to run?
Yeah, I'm myself, I've always run pointing dogs. So it's either English Setters or German Short Hairs or English Pointers is what I've ran.
Yeah. Yes, same way for me. Yeah. I just really got into the Short Hairs the last few years. But
And I saw your nice little Setter set.
Yeah, I got a Setter and Pointer, but yeah, Short Hairs is kind of, it's kind of taking this game over with.
And they pretty much dominate the pointy.
In ours, yeah.
Yes.
It's kind of like us, you know, there's some other retrieving types of breeds, but labs are, you know, that's historically what you see dominating it. So with y'all, it's the shorter corners.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, good deal. And like we were talking, you know, they are athletes and, you know, it's nice to be able to have a dog food that you can go to. Are y'all feeding the puppy food or are you keeping them?
All of mine are on the 24. Yeah.
Okay.
And I feed my pup, she's 6 months old, which she's not much a puppy no more.
Yeah.
She eats as a matter of fact, she eats as much as the grown dogs do. You know, I mean, but she's got a lot of energy, so.
And you're finding, even with this dog food, are you having to feed, you know, you can kind of keep how much you're feeding to it?
I feed a lot less, too,
yeah. Because Ruger, he's a 65-pound dog, you know, and he may be even close to 70, but I feed him just Not much of
nothing.
He stays good looking, and he's...
He does.
He's got plenty of energy, so...
So y'all are finding that even with these dogs running as much as they do and working and having to... Because they're using their brains as much as they are anything, because, you know, they're... I was watching them out there run today. I'm like, how in the world are they going to smell that bird? Because they're just... But all of a sudden, you know, you see that tail pop up, and get in there, and, you know, so you're able to keep, you know, nice weights on them, good coats and everything without having to feed an abundance of food.
I feed during the summer 2 cups to mine, and it keeps them. I mean, winter time, I'm moving up to 3 when the huddle, but they keep their weight well.
They do. I was going to say, looking at them out there today.
Yeah, Ruger, 2.5 cups. And
really?
That's it.
Wow. Well, good deal. Well, I really appreciate y'all sitting down with me today.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
Yep.
And I'll be back. Don't worry. Y'all screwed up today. I had fun out there.
Welcome anytime.
Come back anytime.
Well, good. Well, I thank y'all for listening. And again, this was Hardy Jaggers and Gabe Kissinger. And I appreciate y'all sitting down and talking with me.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Thank you.